Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Meister Shani Daf Lamed, and we are starting Chav Tes Amud Beis, about four lines up from the bottom with the words of Yaakov Jeremiah, and the Vilnius Daf is all the way at the end of Yud Ches Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shalma Shad Heaven Aliyah. So we continue talking about Meister Shani that was Tame and was brought to Yerushalayim. What do we do with it? So Rabbi Yaakov Jeremiah Ba Kumi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yaakov Jeremiah asked him for Rabbi Yosi. Nitma Chutz LeYerushalayim VeNichnas VeYotzei. That's a proper girsa. If Meister Shani became Tame outside Yerushalayim, was brought inside and then was brought outside, Me'at Lo Yifte. That's proper girsa. We should not be allowed to redeem it. So you remember, so that people don't say, you know, Meister Shani Nichnas Yerushalayim VeYifte. We saw Meister Shani going to Yerushalayim and be redeemed. In other words, the same way we said it in the Mishnah, that once Meister Shani was brought into Yerushalayim, it's not allowed to be brought back out, even though it was Tame and redeemed, because Shema Yomru, maybe people are going to say that Meister Shani may be brought out, so we shouldn't even allow it to be Nifta in the first place, because people are going to think that it was regular Meister Shani and not realize that it was Tame, and they're going to say, once you bring Meister Shani into Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be Paidit. And so we answer, Kol Yotzei LeYotzei VeEin Kol Yotzei LePadui. There's a call for Meister Shani that's being brought out, but there isn't a call for Meister Shani that was Padui. Namely, when Meister Shani was brought into Yerushalayim and then brought back out, there's a call, people are going to be talking about it, and it's in that situation we're afraid that people are not going to realize that the Meister Shani that was brought out was actually Tame, and that's why we say that even though it became Tame and you were Paidit, you're still not bringing out of Yerushalayim. However, if the Meister Shani is still in Yerushalayim and you're just Paidit, that's all you do, there's not going to be a call for that, so that's why we don't have the problem. I will continue, Rav Chiya Bar Ada Ba Kumi Ramana Nitma Bavlado Toma. Let's say the Meister Shani that was brought into Yerushalayim became Tame with Vlado Toma, and this is referring to Toma Durabanon, like Shitas Bar Pada, Upadayoi, and then you redeemed it. V'chazer Nitma Ba'ava Toma. And then that same food that was just redeemed became Tame with Ava Toma. Now this needs to be Nifta again, because Vlado Toma is only Midrabanon, which means that on the Dairaisa level, this Meister Shani is still Tahar, and that means it's still Meister Shani. And once it becomes Tame with Av, it's fully Tame. So how does he redeem it? Now Marat said, Im Hayu Amos Rishon is Kayamos, if the original money that he used for the redemption for the Pidyon is still here, Mechal Alehen. So you could just be re-mechalel this Meister Shani onto it. Because Amanov Shach, if you want to say the Pidyon wasn't valid due to the fact that it only had become Tame Midrabanon, so now use the same money for the real Pidyon, because it's Tame Midrabanon now. And if the original Pidyon was valid, so this isn't a Pidyon in the first place. So Imlav Ein Mechal Alehen, if you don't have the original money, don't be Mechal onto it, meaning don't be Paida on it, and you have to be Paida this Meister Shani onto other money. However, Ve'ein Lichen, Loyal Meister Rishon is Loyal Meister Shniyos. If this money was brought outside Yerushalayim and you use it to buy food and you ate that food outside Yerushalayim, you're not going to get malchus for that, both with the first and second monies, and that's because since both pidyons are not 100%, the first one is not considered a full pidyon because it was only being paid at Toma Midrabanon, and the second one is because these payers were already nifta ones, and therefore this money doesn't have the chumrah of real Meister Shani money, and that's why you're not going to get malchus for taking it outside Yerushalayim and buying regular food with it. Now Rav Yonah asked another question, Af Lekeach Kein, do we say the same thing with Lekeach? What's this referring to? So this is talking about food that was purchased with Meister Shani funds. We had learned that it's not allowed to be nifta, and it has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Now if it becomes Tameh, it is allowed to be redeemed, and the question Rabbi Yayin is asking is, does this now deconsecrated produce need to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, like we learned in Shitas Beis Shammai in the Mishnah regarding Meister Shani, which is in Yerushalayim? Just like Beis Shammai had said that when we have Meister Shani in Yerushalayim, which became Tameh, it's redeemed, but it has to be kept in Yerushalayim and it's not allowed to be brought back out. What about this food that was purchased with money of Meister Shani that's outside Yerushalayim that became Tameh and was Nifta? We have to bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it there. So Amar Rav Mana, Rav Mana says, Mechitzas Tefeses V'Lekeach Tefes. The Mechitzas of Yerushalayim are Tefes, food that's brought inside, and something that's purchased with Meister Shani funds is also Tefes. Kashem Shenemar B'Mechitzasa Kachner B'Lekeach. The same thing that was said with the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim, namely, like we just said in Shitas Beis Shammai, that once Meister Shani is brought into the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim, it's already Tefes, it's already grabbed, it's niklet by those Mechitzas, and even if it becomes Tameh and it's redeemed, it still has to stay in Yerushalayim. It's the same thing with something purchased with the money of Meister Shani. Even if it becomes Tameh and you redeemed it, you still have to bring that food into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Moving on to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Halakuch b'kasav Meister Shenitma Yipada. If food was purchased with Meister Shani funds in Yerushalayim and it became Tameh, it could be redeemed. Just like when he brings Meister Shani into Yerushalayim and it becomes Tameh, he can be Paidit. So too, if he brought money of Meister Shani into Yerushalayim and bought food with that, and that food became Tameh, he could be Paidit. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you cover, it has to be buried. And the Gemara is going to explain why Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer over here. Now Amar Leh Rabbi Yehuda, the Chamin brought a kal v'chomer to Rabbi Yehuda, trying to prove that they're correct. My Meister Shani atzma shenitma, harei zenifta. Just like we see, by Meister Shani itself, if it's brought into Yerushalayim and becomes Tameh, we could be Paidit. Halakuach b'kasav Meister shenitma inudin shiipada. Something that's purchased with money Meister Shani, for sure if it becomes Tameh, we should be able to be Paidit. So Amar Leh Rabbi Yehuda responded to them, Loi, that's not so. Because im amartem Meister Shani atzma, if you want to say this applies to Meister Shani itself, that if it becomes Tameh, you could be Paidit, I'll tell you that's true. Laman Amar Beis on top, shekein hu nifta b'taharu b'richuk makom. That's that's because Maaser Sheni itself could be redeemed if it's Tahar and it's outside Yerushalayim. But Tamru B'Lekuach Mikasav Maaser, are you going to say the same applies to something that's purchased with money Maaser Sheni? Sheni Nifta B'Tahar B'Richuk Makayim. If this food was purchased with Maaser Sheni funds outside Yerushalayim, even if it's Tahar, it's still not allowed to be redeemed. And so we can't compare the two. And now moving on to another din. Svi Shalakha Mikasav Maaser. A fellow bought a deer with money of Maaser Sheni. Umes, and then it died. You cover Al Yad Oiroi. It has to be buried with its skin, with its hide. It's not allowed to be eaten, obviously, because it wasn't shechted, and it's not allowed to be redeemed either. And the Gemara is going to explain why that is. Now, Rav Shimon Amar Yipadri, Rav Shimon says it could be redeemed. On a similar case, Lakchai Chai Ushchatoi, let's say he bought it alive, and then he shechted it, Vinitma, and then it became Tameh, Yipadet, then it's allowed to be redeemed. However, Rav Yisrael Amar Yikover, Rav Yisrael says that no, even in this situation, it has to be buried. But now we have a case where everyone agrees, Lakchai Shachot, if he bought a shechted deer, and it was kosher, obviously, Vinitma, and then it became Tameh, Harehu like a pay rice, it's just like regular pairs of Maaser Sheni that become Tameh, and it's allowed to be redeemed, according to everybody, meaning even according to Rabbi Yossi. On to another din, Hamashal Kankan Maaser Sheni. A person borrowed a pitcher or a barrel in order to pour Maaser Sheni wine into it. Afal Pisha Gafan, even though the barrel was sealed, Loikana Maaser. It hasn't acquired the din of Maaser, meaning the barrel or this pitcher is not bottled to the Maaser. That's because it was Maaser Sheni before it was poured into the barrel. However, Zolf Losechan Stam, let's say he poured Stam wine into this barrel, meaning the wine was completely Tevel and it didn't have any designation of anything just yet. So Achaloi Gafan, Loikana Maaser. If the barrel was not yet sealed and then he designated it as Maaser, so again, the barrel doesn't take on the din of Maaser because it's not bottled to the wine. But Misha Gafan, if after he already sealed it, then he designated the wine as Maaser, Kana Maaser, the barrel does take on the din of Maaser Sheni because it was already bottled to the wine due to the fact that it was already sealed. And if he wants to be put to the wine, he has to include the cost of the barrel as well. Now moving on to a similar case, not discussing Maaser Sheni. Let's say the wine in the barrel was Truma. Achaloi Gafan, before the barrel was sealed, Oilis Bechrumea, there's Bittel 1 in 100. Namely, if this barrel got mixed up with 100 of Chulin, we would say that there's Bittel, as we know, Truma's Bittel 1 in 100. However, Misha Gafan, if the barrel was already sealed, Makachas Kol Shehein, it asters even in the smallest amount. That's because when we have a sealed barrel of wine, it's considered a Davar Chashuv, it's something important, and Afilu Be'elifloi Bittel, it's not Bittel even in 1,000. Similarly, Achaloi Gafan, Tarme Achzal Kol, he could take Truma from one of these barrels onto all the other open barrels, because it's still not sealed. Laman alf, laman alf on top, Misha Gafan, but if the barrel was already sealed, Tarmi Kalachas V'Achas, so then he would have to separate Truma from each and every individual barrel, because since they're all sealed, we can't consider all these barrels together as one. Now, there is a way to be metaking this if they're all sealed. Beishameh says, Mefateach Uma'ar Lagas, he could open all the barrels, pour them into the wine press, then designate some wine as Truma for all of them, and pour them back into the barrels. Beisol says, Mefateach V'Einu Tzar Chlarais, he could just open them up, and he does not have to pour them back into the press, and once they're opened, he could designate from one barrel for all the other ones. Now, going back to the Maaser Sheni din, where we had said that if he poured regular wine into the barrel, sealed it up, and then called it Maaser Sheni, Kana Maaser, meaning the barrel takes on the din of Maaser, the Mishnah clarifies, when it was said, B'makom Shadarkel Machar Stumais, that's only if the standard practice in that area is to sell sealed barrels. So that means the barrel takes on the din of the wine, and it became Maaser Sheni once it was ready in the barrel and sealed, so the wine and the barrel is considered Maaser Sheni. Avul Makom Shadarkel Machar Psuchais, put in a place where it's normal to sell open barrels of wine, so Lo Yatza Kankan L'chulin, this is really just a borrowed term from the first parak, and for our purposes, it just simply means that the barrel does not become Maaser, even though the wine only got its designation as Maaser once it was sealed, it doesn't make a difference. The minig is to sell the barrel open, so the barrel is not bottled to the wine. Similarly, if this is a place where usually the barrels are sold sealed, but he wants to be machmer on himself, and he's going to sell it by precise measurement, also here, Yatza Kankan L'chulin, the barrel does not take on a din of Maaser. Rav Shimon tells us, even if a person tells his friend, I'm selling you this wine, besides for the kankan, Yatza Kankan L'chulin, even in this case, the barrel is not considered Maaser Sheni. What's this referring to? So this is talking about where a person has a whole barrel of wine, and he says that all of it is Maaser Sheni, except for a revius. And then he sells that revius of wine to his friend. He doesn't actually take the revius out of the barrel, he just tells his friend, I'm selling you this revius of chulin which is in the barrel, and I'm not selling you the barrel, because the barrel is necessary to hold the Maaser Sheni wine. Now you might think that since he was very clear, and that he wants the barrel to hold the Maaser Sheni wine, of course in this case, the barrel is bottled to the wine, and it takes on the din of Maaser Sheni. The Chiddush over here is Rav Shimon telling us that no, even in this situation, the barrel does not take on a din of Maaser Sheni. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.